Good morning, good morning, good morning to all my podcast listeners out there. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Tune in for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. I miss you guys. I want to greet you with saying you are forever in my thoughts and prayers to each and every one of you who have suffered a great loss during this pandemic of the COVID-19 and tragic losses. I can't express this enough. We must keep each other in prayer and remembrance to embrace the future. I'm devastated on this morning, guys, by the news I received here in New York City about the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. To all the loved ones and families, you are in my thoughts and prayers, and may God give you the strength during this tremendous loss we have encountered with these precious children. We are in this together, guys. Quick update on me and the girls. Brooklyn in London. Brooklyn is in fifth grade, graduating to middle school. London is in pre-K, doing well. Getting ready for the gift and talented program we have in New York City for the pre-K and the kindergarten kids. And guys, I just cannot imagine living life without these precious children. It's just something that I don't know how it would feel to lose a child. I never lost a child. So I don't know how you families and mothers and fathers and grandparents and friends and classmates and teachers and principals are feeling, but you are in my thoughts and prayers. I've cried tears for you guys. I've made prayers. I wrote poems. I did all I could do to help myself cope with this. You know, talk to other colleagues and children, and, you know, and I know that God put us here for a purpose, and one of the greatest purpose is to protect our children. At the end of the day, they are the future, you know, and I just want to let you guys know you are in my thoughts and prayers. Quick update on me and the girls' statuses. I'm fully vaccinated, guys. I did wind up taking the Moderna vaccine back in November of 2021. I was fully vaccinated by October 2nd. October 2nd I took the first dose, and then in November I took the second dose. So, you know, because you gotta wait like I think like 30 days apart, something like that. It keeps changing. I really gotta study the CDC a little bit more. So many things to read about that. And not for nothing, the girls had got vaccinated with the Pfizer. And the effects that we had got from both vaccines, we had got a little sick as far as, like, you know, mucus cold. The girls had caught a headache. I caught a headache. So those were some of the side effects that we had. But we had our ginger tea. We had our herbal moments where, I give them honey. I give them vitamins, you know, I give them all the nutrients that they need. We have we go to juice bars here in New York City. They eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. So I just try to keep their immune system boosted up. You know, kids going to be kids. They still want their knickknacks and paddywhacks. So, you know, hey, but the girls are lovely. They're doing well right now. They are a little sad about what has happened in the Texas school. And they're asking me, you know, over and over, mommy, 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 is somebody going to come to our school? Somebody going to come to our school? So I know the kids are in fear right now. And all I can do is to pray and to keep the rest of the kids, mindset, focus on that they are safe in their schools, because we're supposed to be able to be safe in our schools. And we're supposed to be able to, you know, trust our fellow, you know, officers and, you know, security that's on duty to protect and serve the community and the people and the children. And, you know, it seems like the system has failed us once again. And guys, I can't elaborate more on the security of our children in these schools. We need more, me personally, from my thoughts of being, we need more security as far as surveillance, armed guard, metal detectors, these doors in these back of these schools that's not being used, that intruders can get in, needs to be locked, my personal opinion. Not for nothing, we have to take the measures of fire safety as well. I understand that I am a fire guard. I am a, you know, full-time security team in New York City. I'm a part of a child care program. I'm a community activist. I'm a motivational leader, speaker. I'm all of those things. But at the end of the day, I'm a mother, okay, that love her children. And when we send our children to school, peace, love, and good health, and to go get an education. And although we teach our kids principles and teachings at home, you know, it's a step up when they're going to school, because they got to learn how to, you know, listen to the teachers, sit down in the classroom, you know, play with others, cope well with others. We understand all of that. But we also want them safe. Okay, guys? We also want our children safe. I'm terrified. Yes, I'm afraid to send the girls to school. You know, and not since the Sandy Hook shooting, you know, and all the other surrounding school shootings that had went on here in America, my country, that's great to be, has been devastated to me where I just wanted to just, you know, should I, you know, put the girls in homeschooling or try to teach them myself and get them tested at home? But how would that make their mental state of being? They're not coping or talking to other kids or interacting with other kids and different peers, different nationalities. And one thing about our schools here in New York City, they're very diverse. I love the school system here in New York City. The DOE, big shout out to the chancellor, to all the principals. I am a part of the District 19 team in Brooklyn, New York. I've been on their team since 5 years. And I would tell you that our safety measures, as far as COVID, the kids' safety, well-being, we have been on top priority, number one. You know, I can't express it enough, and I'm really thankful for the team that I'm connected with, because it takes a village to raise these kids and protect them. I do agree. So, hey, I'm not really pressed up about if somebody being a little aggressive to my kid or this and that, just as long as you're not trying to harm my kid and teach him any bad teachings behind my back. Be aggressive, be demanding, be protective of my kid. And my thoughts and prayers also goes out to the family that the teacher who was trying to protect her classroom of grade of fourth graders, I do believe fourth or fifth graders, and they she was shot and killed in the process. Then her husband later died, from what I'm being told, of a heart attack. Not able to bear with the pain. My thoughts and prayers are out to those children that they have that's still out here that have to be without their parents. May God be with them throughout this time. You have Black Diamond support, love, and prayers. And all I can do, guys, is pray. And I know one thing, not for nothing, we have to keep in remembrance of all the losses that we have suffered here in America, from reckless driving, murder, COVID, cancer, AIDS, high blood pressures, heart attacks, aneurysm. Guys, I have lost friends and family members to it all. Understand me. I feel your pain, okay? But I don't know what it is to lose a child. That's a different pain, in my opinion, guys, of living. Now, what I will say is that, you know, we have to stay strong. We have to stay firm. And if you are a community leader or activists, or you think you have the strength and power to go out here and have multitudes of people to be some type of inspiration and motivation, do that. Do just that. We need you out here, because I am that. Black Diamond is that, okay? I'm a community leader. I'm a community activist. I'm a motivator. Anybody come around me, I'm gonna motivate them. Yes, my birthday is on October 31st. I was born on Halloween. I am a Halloween baby. And I love all people, okay? And as they say, the Scorpio. Scorpios, okay. Yeah, they said we have three different parts to our sign. Eagle or something and something else. I have to look it up, guys. I don't know right now. But anyway, I feel like I'm all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm Phoenix, you know? So at the end of the day, I want to motivate my people and encourage my, because it's not easy going on. You know, guys, since the last time we spoke, guys, your girl Black Diamond has been involved in some tragic losses, too. I've had a cousin murdered to violence, gun violence. I had a cousin that just... I just lost to a head injury. She fell and hit her head and, you know, bleeding on the brain. We just lost her. God bless her children and her family and my family, keeping them in my thoughts and prayers. And she is forever in remembrance, a family member of mine. And I also lost another family member of mine to COVID-19, very young age, in his teens. So, you know, car accidents, we done been involved in it all, guys, and all I can continue to do is stay strong, kind of keep my heart strong for my girls that I'm still raising, which is only 5 and 11, and I know they need me, and I sacrifice a lot of my time, a lot of my days, a lot of my businesses have been on hold, my podcast has been on hold, but you guys already know that I was coming back full in effect, and to giving it to you just as it comes out of my heart, you know, because at the end of the day, this isn't no written script, this is coming from my heart, mind, and soul, because I know what I want to say to the people, nonstop, no interruptions, no, you know, let me ask this or let me say this. This is why, and I want to really, really, really give a big shout out to Anchor for keeping me going, keep pushing my podcasts. I started my journey at Anchor with the journey starting in 2020, going into 2021, giving you guys a little break and spending more time with the girls in a real life world out here in New York City. And to all my people up here in New York City, you are forever in my thoughts and prayers. We are all in this together, you know, fighting the COVID-19, fighting the gun violence, fighting the train violence. You know, we've been going through it all here in New York City as well. But guys, we are all a part of the United States. We are one country. We are one nation, you know. And to all the families over there across the world and the nations who are at war right now, you are in my thoughts and prayers. Yemen, you know, out there that's in war. To all the families over there in the countries where, you know, it seemed like the war never stops. This thing been going on for, you know, a decade now. We have to continue to pray and keep all of us in remembrance so people can know what we came from, what we went through, so we will know where the love and support and the history come from of our pain. Understand me. I tell people all the time, and this is straight from Black Diamond, pain has no color. You understand me? Struggle has no measure. You understand me? I don't judge nobody's background. You understand? Old, young, gray, blue. Hey, we are all one people. We are all one love. And this message right here is for the shooters. I want to tell you guys, I understand that mental health is real. You understand? And I understand that mental help is less out here in the nation that we live in. You know, a lot of people is not getting the mental attention that they need. Me personally, as a personal person that likes to give out her personal opinion, I think the medical reform is just screwed up. You know what I'm saying? These people out here that got these businesses and these careers and all this going on for therapy and mental health. You got to have a certain type of insurance. They want money from this person, that person, this person. But it's not about the money at the end of the day. If somebody about to kill us or kill our kids or kill somebody on the train, we trying to travel back and forth from schools and work. And, you know, long days of out here in America in these hardcore streets of living. And what are we supposed to do as the people to talk to somebody about the mental state of being? So to the shooters, yes, I understand you may be going through something. You might be mad with a rival that killed one of your family members, or mad with a family member that never been there for you, or not being raised by a mother or father, or being just cold-hearted and don't know which way to go. But do know there's a God that sit up high and looks down low, and judgment day will come. And in those days of coming, you got to answer to God. So to each and every one of you, know that Black Diamond is here for all support levels. Mental health, support, direction, resources, whatever you need help on. Send me a message. To all my support listeners out there, thank you for the supports and offerings and gifts throughout the years of time to keep me pushing, keeping me motivated. Guys, I was coming back. I just wanted to come back in full of effect because this pandemic ain't over, guys. This pandemic is not over. We are still going through the COVID-19 struggle. People are still getting sick. People are still dying. I can't express this enough, guys. Ginger, you know Ginger is my friend, okay? Keep my friend Ginger in your cup, in your dishes, whatever you can keep. Ginger keeps the inflammation out of your body. Put some lemon juice in your teas and put some garlic in your food. You know what I'm saying? Get the herbs and stuff. Get your whole herbal section for Black Diamond and put them in your foods and drinks and get your immune system built up. You want to keep your blood cells together, guys. You know, you want to keep your blood cells together, doing whatever you got to do to keep a good life. Let me take a sip of this good coffee, guys. Ooh, I'm thankful. To all my coffee drinkers out there, put a little Black Diamond in your cup. And to all my tea lovers out there, cappuccino lovers, iced coffees, whatever it is that you love, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, to all of you, have a blessed morning. And you guys already know, little London's over there waking up. London, mommy's doing a podcast. You want to tell the people good morning? Come and tell the people good morning, Sugarfoot. Here's my Sugarfoot, y'all. She's getting so tall. Yes, yes, yes. She done had a little physical done.
Hello.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling today?
Good.
Ready to get your hair done and washed?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell everybody have a great day.
Have a great day.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, she keeps me busy. You hear me? She had her 5th birthday, March the 30th, guys. So she's 5 years old now, ready to go for pre-K to kindergarten. But in the midst of it all, of us going up our success ladder and doing what we have to do, I still take time out of my busy life as a parent and a mother to think of others, pray for others, be there for others and love others, to let them know that you are in my thoughts and prayer. You know, sometimes I may not have the funds or the food or anything to give someone else, but there's nothing wrong with prayer, love, and kindful thoughts and speaking, you know. So even when I'm out here in New York City, New York City is a very diverse city, from the public transportation to the public everything, you know, everybody's in their own lane doing their own thing and very quiet, don't really want to speak and doing this and that. And we have to loosen up a little bit. We got to love a little more and put a little bit more love in our heart to say, you know, nice kind things. Oh, excuse me, good morning, have a great day. That might pick somebody's spirit up, you know what I'm saying, that's on the verge of rampage, you know. So I'm looking at it like, hey, we got to do what we got to do. So at the end of the day, I just want to let you guys know I'm thinking of you. I love all you guys. Stay encouraged. Stay prayed up. Stay kind. Do something nice for your community to show love and support. And I want to end this in love, prayer, peace, and respect. You all have a wonderful Memorial Weekend. And be safe, guys. Later.